I'm Dr. Daniel Cameron. Welcome to my sixth season of Inside Lyme podcast. I will be covering selections from my book, An Expert's Guide on Navigating Lyme Disease. Today, I will be addressing Lyme frustrations with readings from my book, narrated by Eric Brockheiser.
Chapter 5, Doctors and Patients' Frustrations. Topic 1. A doctor's perspective when his son was diagnosed with Lyme. A researcher from the University of Pennsylvania shares his story. One day, when traveling in California for a meeting, I received a call informing me that one of my sons, then aged 39, had been walking with his dog when he collapsed into unconsciousness with a heart rate of 35 beats per minute and had been taken to a local hospital, wrote Plotkin, 2018. A Lyme infection was suspected. His son was diagnosed immediately by a cardiologist familiar with Lyme disease. My son Alec received a pacemaker and, of course, an intravenous antibiotic. Fortunately, he recovered, but his experience convinced me that a cavalier attitude towards Lyme infection is misplaced. Plotkin, 2018. Topic 2. Doctors expressed their frustration with treating Lyme. According to a survey, one-third of general practitioners experience difficulty when faced with the insistent demands of hyper-informed patients. Lyme disease was ruled out. Raffetin et al., 2021. Problems may lie in the lack of education. The patients highlighted the poor training of physicians regarding persistent symptoms, as has also been shown in several studies on somatic symptom disorders. These results are consistent with the views of the general practitioners interviewed, 87% of whom said they were uncomfortable following up with patients who had symptoms after a full course of antibiotics due to having failed to provide codified management. Lisowski et al., 2016. Topic 3. Individuals shared their frustrations with Lyme. Lyme disease patients and their doctors' perceptions and experiences were explored in a paper in Microorganisms, Raffetin et al., 2021. Nothing could bring me relief. The pain was almost unbearable. Always tired, 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 tired. We kept doing the analyses we didn't understand. Patients expressed a feeling of fear of unpredictable flare-ups and not being cured. I was afraid of not knowing how I would end up. They don't listen. They look at everything medical, and as long as the tests are negative, they say you have nothing. Topic 4. Other frustrations with Lyme. The absence of consensus on recommendation has reinforced the feeling of abandonment by the scientific community. Patients reported work absences linked to multiple medical consultations and repeated leave. Activities were impacted by symptom unpredictability, leading to the feeling of being overwhelmed by the disease. Patients described either a lack of understanding from their relatives or unconditional support, sometimes with the family adapting to their condition. Raffetin et al., 2021. Topic 5. Some patients are told they do not have Lyme. Many patients may initially be told they do not have Lyme disease. After contact with a number of patients, I can state that not infrequently, patients with suspected Lyme borreliosis with no pathological findings in cerebrospinal fluid are told that they do not have Lyme neuroborreliosis or any other form of Lyme borreliosis that can be treated with antibiotics. Bjark, 2019. Patients should still be treated. If they are left untreated, it is impossible to know whether these are patients who would profit from standard targeted antibiotic therapy. Bjark, 2019. Based on my long experience with a large number of Lyme borreliosis cases, I believe that each patient must be assessed individually. By failing to do this, we may do patients an injustice. Bjark, 2019. Topic 6. Cancer patients expressed the same frustration. Both Lyme disease doctors and their patients can get frustrated. They are not alone. Hardavella et al., 2017, described similar frustrations for patients with cancer. Examples of patient frustrations with their doctor include delivering difficult news, for example, a life-changing diagnosis, without showing empathy or ensuring appropriate support is available for the patient, for example, counseling services or caregivers, family members around. During a consultation, uses poor nonverbal communication, for example, no eye contact with the patient, instead focusing solely on the computer screen or notes. Stance, gestures, or tone of voice. Speaks ambiguously, not explaining in plain language long-term management plans or the importance or implications of diagnosis. Topic 7. Doctors share their frustrations. Examples of doctors' frustrations with their patients include researching online about their ailments and being convinced by their findings of a conclusion and demanding specific investigations or treatments, feeling unheard and may become frustrated or threaten legal action or social media involvement, not accepting the doctor's diagnosis or test results and demanding a second opinion. Symptoms affect their quality of life, but no diagnosis despite thorough workups by various medical teams, leading to frustration or a lack of trust in medical professionals, and focusing on what went wrong rather than the best way to progress care, Hartavella et al., 2017.
Again, I'm Dr. Cameron. Thank you for joining me for this reading from An Expert's Guide on Navigating Lyme Disease. Have a good day.